Grace and peace to you from our Lord and our Savior, who is the Christ. Amen. So this morning, had I been able to talk with a few of the children or with you, I would have said, what color do we have for Lent? Purple. Purple. Purple being the color of kings, right? In ancient time, the color of kings, and also probably today, the color of kings, but also sort of a color of sadness. In Godly Play, the new curriculum that we are developing here at LCH, you have the children acknowledge the color every Sunday when they come back into the Godly Playroom or the classroom. And the purple color is a significant color. It's kind of a darker color. And I would also ask, what is the color of night? Black, right? Black being a really dark color. Sort of significant also in purple, this darkness. Purple can be a color of night at times as well. So let's think a little bit about night. For Nicodemus went to go see Jesus at night, and I wonder why he did that. What is the significance of Nicodemus going at night to see Jesus? We often hear things about Nicodemus, and we make assumptions about who he is, and sometimes the assumptions are sort of despairing and kind of sad. But we hear for sure that he's a leader of the Jews. He was a Pharisee. He was someone who was in charge, someone who probably was well known around the town, someone with a reputation as a scholar and as authority in the community. So this authority slipped out in the middle of the night to go and see Jesus. We often hear that he was probably curious. And he apparently was intrigued by this teacher, this miracle worker, who was sort of still new on the scene. But he didn't want anybody to really know that he might be taking Jesus seriously. So he went out when he was unlikely to run into anyone who knew him. A well-meaning kind of person, we often say, but he probably wasn't a bold one, that poor Nicodemus. Now, maybe that's all true. Maybe even part of that is true. But I'm going to suggest something a little bit different. Possibly another dimension about our friend Nicodemus. Another reason that he might have journeyed at night to go and visit Jesus. Night is a time, isn't it, when we are particularly attentive to our surroundings. In the dark, we have to look really closely to where we are going in order to not stumble or literally bump into something. We tend to listen even more carefully to the sounds that we hear, and we are often out at night with the intention of seeing and doing things that we probably wouldn't be doing during the day. I remember very clearly nighttime when I was a young adult and a child growing up in Upper Michigan, because at night was the time I'd have to walk back from my tree stand after hunting. Dark, dark. Except for when the moon was shining, but so often it was so dark. And I never brought a flashlight with me because that would mean I'd have to have something else on myself to carry in and out of the woods from my tree stand. And so as I'm walking out at night, I would have already memorized the path in the woods to get myself to the road, to get myself back to camp. But at night, that path was so very different. The trees looked different, everything sounded a bit different, and I was always afraid because I knew there were bear and bobcat and wolf because I'd hear them. I'd hear them. Things are always so different at night. That song from The Phantom of the Opera that's called The Music of the Night begins with the following words, and I have a hard time saying them and not singing them, so I will just try hard to say them. But it starts this way. Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Don't those words just sort of perfectly describe night and what it's like to be out in the midst of the darkness? Darkness and night, it's also in time, I think, at least in my experience, when struggles seem to be heightened Everything that's sort of hidden in the light of day comes out to the surface at night and seems to be much more difficult. Our questions loom larger, and our doubts, they seem sharper. Our worries are more confounding in the dark than in the light. So Nicodemus, what was he doing out at night looking for Jesus? Maybe he really did feel that it was important that he remain undetected. Maybe he was convinced that he would lose some sort of position or authority or influence with his friends if they found out that he was having a serious conversation with this rabbi. But that doesn't change the motivation and the reality that night journeys are just different. Night journeys, they have the potential to transform us, at least in part, because they take place at night. Because the darkness and the silence and the absence of our daily companions, and even just the light, they enable everything we encounter to be thrown into sharp relief. We see differently at night. We hear differently. And I think we also learn differently. And our friend Nicodemus had a lot to learn. In this interchange, this conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus, it is full and packed with some of the most significant and still the most confusing questions of our faith. What do all of those signs, those miracles that Jesus had been performing, what do they really mean? What does it mean to be born from above? What does it mean to be born of water and spirit? What does it mean that the Spirit blows where it will? Nicodemus is sort of treading through this conversation with Jesus all night. I assume that his heart makes its way over the tough ground of uncertainties and rests there with Jesus. These things are things that he's not heard before. In fact, these things that he's hearing from Jesus are not things that he has grounded his entire life and career and faith and probably also teaching upon. How is he ever going to sort all of this out in the light of the day in the next morning? But here's what I want you to remember. It's night. It's dark when Jesus offers these words for Nicodemus. And in the night, we hear things differently. The final words Nicodemus hears are words that many of us have heard over and over again, and are words that we have memorized since we were probably children, words that are up on the billboards in football fields. But for just a moment, I want you to imagine that you're hearing them for the first time. In the dark of the night, in the midst of all of your struggles and questions, you hear Jesus say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." In the dark, in the night, Nicodemus is beginning his journey towards being born from above. Beginning his journey to not just hearing these words, but to experience and receive this gift. In the dark and in the night, the Spirit is blowing its way into the life of Nicodemus, and he will never be the same again. Maybe Nicodemus only thinks he is making a night journey because he wants to avoid his friends and neighbors. Maybe he's really making a night journey because God has drawn him into a time and a place which he will be completely undistracted, in which his attention will be entirely given to what Jesus is saying and what he is offering, focusing on the man whom he seeks, in a time and place in which he will be transformed. He's being offered a new world, a new life, and a new way of living, and a whole new creation. That is what Jesus is offering Nicodemus and what Jesus is offering us as we walk through Lent. It is a creation in which we will not perish, but we will have eternal life. It's a world full of joyous life in which we are not condemned, but we are saved for love and by love. Sometimes we can't see any of that in the light of day. Sometimes I think we have to journey through the night to know the clarity of the love of God. Sometimes it's night's land of uncertainties where we find the answers. The Son who came not to turn us toward anger, but to gather us up in love. And so, my friends, if you, in this Lenten season, or if in this day, you find yourself in the dark of night, go forth. The psalm that's appointed for today offers these words: "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." Rely upon that. Know that promise and know that there is an Easter. That knowledge may help you get through the night and hopefully will reveal God's love in ways that are invisible for us all in the daylight. Amen.